Regular listeners to this program will know that we feature listeners' memories. And this week, John Dummer remembers VE Day in London. Dad was assigned to the Communications Centre of the Admiralty in London. During the Blitz, when he and his colleagues were off duty, they became fire wardens. This entailed standing on the roof during a raid to report on any incendiary bombs dropped on buildings. One day he came home unexpectedly and told my mum to get us two boys ready as we were all going up to London. He got the car out of the garage and went round to the local petrol station for some fuel. You had to present valid petrol coupons and the relevant amount of cash before any fuel was put in the tank. We headed off as far as Kennington and paid to park the car in a garage near the Oval Cricket Ground. If you left the car in the road, you were likely to return to find the petrol tank drained, or worse still, the wheels removed from the car. We continued our journey by bus to Trafalgar Square, and then walked to Green Park. We found a bench with a view of Buckingham Palace, and sat down, still unaware of why we were there. I noticed groups of people hurrying down the Mall towards the palace. One group, cutting through the park, walked past, and someone shouted to us, "The war is over. The Germans have surrendered." It was then that Dad said that, as he was finishing his shift, a message had come through to that effect. He'd requested permission to come home, but was instructed not to tell anyone. Tears of joy ran down Mum's cheeks, and she gave us all a hug. By this time, hordes of people were heading for the palace, and the area in front of the gates was packed. The crowd were clapping and cheering and calling for the king. After some time, the doors at the rear of the balcony were opened, and a cheer rippled through the crowd as the royal family appeared. The king and the two princesses were in uniform. After several attempts, the crowd coordinated and sang the national anthem, followed by "For He's a Jolly Good Fellow." We joined in with the crowd. Dad had brought a pair of binoculars with him, and we took turns to view the group on the balcony. The royal family were well respected, as they'd stayed at home during the war and not scuttled off to a safe country. Both the princesses had joined the war effort at home. After waving to the crowd, the royals went back inside the palace. This was a signal to the crowd to commence celebrating, and things started to get a little boisterous. My parents decided it was time to head back to the car. Public transport had ground to a halt as the roads were packed with people singing and dancing. We slowly made our way back to the car. On the journey back home, we were singing and talking excitedly about the future. Dad turned and said, "One day someone will mention VE Day, Victory in Europe, and you'll be able to say, I was there."